This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Hello and welcome to the program, UFO Warning. In this episode, we're looking at Prince Philip and his UFO investigations. That's right, the late Prince Philip and his UFO investigation. Turns out he had quite an ongoing interest in UFO up until the time of his death. Now, the first article comes to us from Big Country News, and you can find that on bigcountrynewsconnection.com. The title says, Prince Philip's UFO Investigation Could Be Released, and this is dated September 22nd, 2022. It says, Prince Philip's UFO Investigation Could Be Released Following the Death of Queen Elizabeth. The prince developed a fascination with aliens after a bricklayer reported a close encounter with extraterrestrial life at the home of Lord Lewis Mountbatten, Philip's late uncle. But until now, his investigative work into UFO sightings in the UK has remained under wraps. It says Philip, who died in April 2021, aged 99, has been credited with creating a so-called Royal X-Files on the subject of space and alien life, and the royal family are now facing calls for the investigation to be made public. The Daily Star newspaper reports the work previously remained secret during the reign of the Queen. Nick Pope, now of course we know Nick Pope, he's a former employee of the Ministry of Defense over there in the UK. The ex-Ministry of Defense official who was in charge of the UK government's UFO desk between 1991 and 1994 claims that Philip and Sir Peter Horsley, his ex-RAF associate, spent years investigating alien sightings. He said Philip kept an eye on developments, subscribed to UFO magazines and newsletters, and had witnesses interviewed. He also claimed Philip's interest in the subject was deliberately kept secret under wraps during the reign of the late monarchs, as it would have caused a stir. Nick told History TV, quote, "This is highly sensitive. Here you have the Queen's husband investigating UFOs. Had the news got out, it would have caused a sensation." Well, maybe it would have caused a sensation because we're not just talking about some guy off the street. We're talking about Prince Philip, you know, married to the Queen of England. This guy's got access to places that normal people don't have access to. And he has resources that we could only dream of as far as investigating UFO sightings, talking to witnesses. It's kind of a big deal. It says Lord Mountbatten, who was assassinated in August 1979, and Prince Philip's are said to have talked extensively about the possibility of extraterrestrial life. And Richard Dolan, an expert on the UFO subject, is convinced that the late monarch was aware of conversations between Philip and his uncle. He said, you have to assume Queen Elizabeth knew. Yeah, I kind of think she probably knew pretty much everything that was going on around there. I mean, she's a queen after all. She's going to have spies everywhere, resources everywhere. It goes on here, then a little bit of a background. This tells us about the actual encounter that Lord Mountbatten was appraised of. And this article comes to us from thefreelibrary.com. It says, Lord's Close Encounters with Aliens, Mountbatten, an Elite UFO Club. It says, IRA murder victim Lord Lewis Mountbatten was batty about UFOs and was convinced many reports of space aliens were real. The blue-blooded lord who lived out his final days in Mullaghmore, Co-Sligo, held massive amounts of memorabilia about flying saucers at his home. It has even been claimed that he had seen top-secret pictures held by the Royal Navy and that he had investigated a mysterious crash which happened during World War II. And it's said that at one stage he was involved in an elite military-inspired gentleman's club. It included his nephew, Prince Philip, which by the 50s was convinced Earth was under observation by aliens. That really kind of says something to you. If people that are in these positions of power these positions of great wealth, and I have to believe that these people have access to information that's off limits to us. They just seem to take it for granted that aliens are real. It says a revelations come in a new book on UFOs, The Establishment and Tales of Cover-Up on the Subject. Out of the Shadows by Dr. David Clark and Andy Roberts quotes a letter from the former Admiral of the Fleet, Lord Lewis, to a newspaper editor saying saucers were for real. He wrote, evidence will show that they are not of human agency. Now, there again, he's Lord of the Fleet. He's in charge of the Navy, basically. And he's saying these things aren't real. This is long before Tic Tac and Go Fast and Gimbal showed up. Okay? Well, while our Navy was kind of just putting us on hold, this guy says, oh no, they're not from the Earth. Maybe it is the Shackletons or Scots of Venus or Mars making their first exploration of our Earth. He also suggested that the saucers, which more and more people were witnessing at the time, were themselves the aliens, and that there might be no space creatures inside them. Now, that right there, it's just kind of putting that little simple sentence, maybe the saucers themselves are the aliens. But that, I think, really gets to the heart of the matter. And we've talked about in the podcast many times about these things changing shapes, about, you know, UFOs crashing, these alien creatures, you know, extricating themselves from the crash site and then morphing back into a glowing ball of light in one case. It's almost as if the aliens themselves are just a projection of whatever that entity is that we view as a UFO. So this tells me that Mountbatten and Prince Philip had latched on to an idea that really wasn't prevalent back in the 50s and 60s. This notion that we're dealing with some kind of an entity here that is expressing itself as a UFO, that's expressing itself as an alien. But this whole thing is way bigger than what people had imagined. And it seems like he has a picture of this even back then. It says, then a local bricklayer called Briggs approached them to tell him he'd been abducted by aliens. No, he later reported that on a second expedition, he had been taken to see the pyramids. The aliens' parting shot had been, if Lord Mountbatten met us, he could change the world. By the 1960s, the bricklayer's claims had been treated seriously by UFO spotters, but Mountbatten prevented his name being linked to them. In later years, ufologists continued to link his name with many reports and findings. Mountbatten was among those killed by an IRA bomb on a fishing boat off the coast of Mullingham Moor in 1979. Out of the Shadows is published by Piacus and priced, and then it has a price there about $18 if you weren't interested in that. Very interesting that somebody, you know, that in the royal family that would have such a insightful view, actually. I mean, I know I've read a lot of things about Mountbatten that maybe he wasn't that nice of a guy. That's some of the accusations. But this notion that him and Prince Philip, both these guys have such an interest in UFOs, really kind of drives home what's going on here behind the scenes. Now, we have another article here talking about Philip. It says, Prince Philip was fascinated with UFOs. This comes to us from page6.com. It says, in addition to his many earthly pursuits, the late Prince Philip also looked to the skies to watch for UFOs, and had amassed a large collection of books on the subject, according to reports. The Duke of Edinburgh, who died Friday, of course, this is a couple years old, at the age of 99, was fascinated with close encounters and was a regular subscriber of Flying Saucer Review, a quarterly magazine published in 1955. He first developed an interest in UFOs from his uncle, Lord Mountbatten, who wrote an official report about a spaceship that reportedly landed on his estate in Rumsey, Hampshire, in 1955. Wow. So, you're talking about an actual UFO landing on his estate, and he wrote a report about it. That really, you know, seems like something that should be a little more out there in the news. Philip had given his former assistant, Sir Peter Horsley, a senior Royal Air Force commander who died in 2001 at age 80, carte blanche to collect stories about UFOs from the RAF, according to Metro. In his 1997 autobiography, Sounds from Another Room, Horsley described his own fascination with UFOs, which began when he was Phillips' equerry or royal attendant from 1949 to 1956. Goes on, it says, Horsley, who wrote about a close encounter with an alien in London in 1954, said he was asked to bring witnesses to Buckingham Palace for private discussions with the Duke, the Metro reported. In 2019, Philip read The Hull Perspective, written by retired U.S. Air Force Colonel Charles Hull, a former deputy commander of RAF Bentwaters, who described how he led a patrol to investigate an alleged UFO landing in Rendlesham Forest in 1980. The incident was dubbed Britain's Roswell after the famous 1947 crash of the U.S. Army Air Force Base balloon. Wow, okay, so they automatically assumed that it was a balloon in New Mexico that spawned rumors that a wreckage came from a flying disc. Well, as usual, you can't get through one of these articles without the author just interjecting their own conspiracy theories. Most of you probably are familiar with the Holt encounter that happened on the U.S. Air Force Base here at Rendlesham Forest, a super famous encounter. We've talked about it before, and the question there was, were the aliens, or whatever this thing was, were they there to interfere with nuclear weapons? As far as 1947 goes, of course, we all know what happens there. A UFO crash is reported, and then within a couple days, it turned into a weather balloon. Now, the article goes on and says, among the books about extraterrestrials in Phillips' collection was Haunted Skies, the Encyclopedia of British UFOs, whose author, retired West Midlands detective John Hansen, said the Duke had a dozen of his works, according to Metro. Quote, I've got about 12 letters from the Duke's private secretary. They say the Prince found the subject interesting, Hansen, who co-wrote The Hull Perspective. I'm quite proud of Prince Philip. Why shouldn't he have been interested in UFOs? Because, for goodness sake, that is something we should treat seriously rather than flippantly. It is a phenomena that has baffled mankind for millennia, he said. Even Prince Charles is interested in it, and Prince William, Hansen added. That's interesting. It says, in his book, Horsley claims that in 1954, he had an encounter with an alien called Mr. Janus, who could read his mind. Wow, now that's something that we've heard over and over again in reports of these alien encounters, that whatever these entities are, that they can communicate telepathically, and they can certainly, for no better, I guess, term, read someone's mind. He didn't say he was a visitor from another planet, but I had that impression. He wrote, I believe he was here to observe us. I never saw him again. I have no qualms about the reaction to my experience with Mr. Janus. He added that Janus wished to meet Philip, whom he described as a man of great vision. Now, that's strange. Now, it's not telling us how he met Janus. It's just saying that he did. And, you know, it's interesting that he had the assumption that he was from another planet. It makes a lot more sense to me that this entity, whatever it is from another dimension. It makes more sense that they're on the outside looking in, that this thing, this person, this alien, this entity, whatever it was, had been able to observe what was happening in that little social circle, had been able to observe Prince Philip and this Horsley fellow, knew who he had to get to in order to get to Philip, and wanted to make an impression on him. This is something that would be much more easily observed, like looking through a mirror glass, you know, from one dimension to another, than I think it would be by a creature from another planet halfway across the galaxy. Now, we have one other article here I wanted to look at quickly. This is from 9 News, and I think it's an Australian channel. It's April 15th, 2021. We'll finish up with it. It says, Prince Philip was fascinated by UFOs, collected books, reports on phenomena, articles by Richard Wood. It goes on and says, among his varied pursuits and hobbies, the late Prince Philip held a strong interest in UFOs and collected books and reports on the subject. The Duke of Edinburgh, who died on Friday, aged 99, subscribed to the journal Flying Saucer Review and studied military reports about the phenomenon, the Metro reports. The late Prince's fascination with UFOs was revealed in a biography by his former aide, Sir Peter Hornsley, who served the Duke of Edinburgh. And then it goes on, it says, in his book, Sound Summit of the Room, Sir Peter said he was asked to bring people who claimed to have witnessed UFOs to Buckingham Palace for private discussions. So, you have to see here that Prince Philip's interest in UFOs went beyond skywatching. He was trying to interview people who had communicated with aliens. That's way past investigating UFOs. And in fact, his assistant here, this Horsley, says that he had an encounter with this entity called Janus, who wanted to speak with Prince Philip, but then stops short of telling us whether or not he did. The former aide was also authorized to collect UFO reports from the UK Royal Air Force. And I have to wonder if those reports were stamped top secret. Sir Peter, who went on to become a senior RAF officer, also claimed in his book that in 1954 he had an encounter with an alien who was able to read his mind. This is what we talked about before. Prince Philip's wide reading about the subject also included the book Holt. We talked about that. The sightings began on the early... Now, this goes into the Holt sighting a little bit. This happened back in 1980. And they go ahead and they delve into some of the pictures of that. They talk about the Reynolds and Force case that was reopened in 1993. I think that the thing here, what I'm saying that's most important, it's kind of just glossed over most of these articles, is that Prince Philip, number one, he had a close relationship with his uncle, Lord Mountbatten. Mountbatten had an intense interest in UFOs, to the point that he had interviewed an individual, this bricklayer, that had had a UFO encounter and had been abducted on the property of Lord Mountbatten. Okay? And apparently this account that this bricklayer gave was convincing enough that over the years, investigators all seemed to believe that he was telling the truth. Now, Mountbatten, of course, was assassinated in 1979, so his story ends there. But Philip continued on. He was getting reports from apparently from the MOD, from the Air Force, whoever he could. He was trying to research these UFO sightings, and beyond that, he took it even further. He was interviewing people who had claimed to be abducted by UFOs. So he was actively trying to communicate with these things. And you look at his assistant here, Horsley, who was his assistant for like 4 years. He claims, Prince Philip's assistant claims that he himself, the assistant, had an encounter and a conversation with a alien, an entity named Janus, who could read his mind and who wanted to speak with Prince Philip. But then all these articles just leave us hanging. They don't go the extra step and say, oh, by the way, yeah, I went ahead and took him to meet the prince. It would make sense that he did, because you have Prince Philip here who is actively consuming all the literature he can get his hands on about UFOs. He's sending his assistant out to bring people to him that he can interview who claim to have had contact or have been abducted by UFOs. Why wouldn't he talk to this Janus? So it's almost as if a window's being opened here, where we're seeing that some of the most powerful people in the world not only believe in UFOs, okay, not only are reading everything they can consume about UFOs, they're looking at them from all the different angles. Are these things from another planet? Are they entities from another dimension? Are they shapeshifters? What are they? They have an open mind about it, but they're also seeking out abductees that they can interview. They're also looking at ways to communicate with these entities via a third party, say, whether it's an abductee or whether it's like this Janus character or the bricklayer who came to Lord Mountbatten and said, you know, the entities are trying to make contact with you. So if we believe these stories, we have not just the phenomena of the UFOs, but we have the phenomena of these entities attempting to make contact with very powerful connected people, and those very powerful connected people at the same time, trying to make contact with them. Now, you know, that might just seem like an eccentric old man, or it might just seem like, well, that's their business. But we're talking about people who are at the very top of the power pyramid, people who are at the very top of the wealth pyramid, And these seem to be the people that have the keenest interest in the UFO phenomena, while the rest of us are being told that it's nothing but drones, it's swamp gas, it's a weather phenomena, it's a weather balloon. Can you see what's happening here? While you are at the bottom being told to go back to sleep, the folks at the top are taking this stuff very, very seriously. Until next time, this is UFO Warning. Over and out.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.